Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, December 12, 2010. We're almost to 2011. Isn't that amazing? Glad you enjoyed our show last night. And here's the educational thing from last week continued. Here we go. I did rewind it a little bit.
The power of the transmitter to 50,000 watts, what it is today, 50,000 watts. That's why no radio or TV station in this country has more than 50,000 watts of power. But that didn't solve the problem. It only solved the disastrous results of the problem. You still have the subtle influence continually bombarding you. Any place you can turn a TV on or hear a radio, and you're getting the radiation from it. But we began to do experiments to alleviate this. We found that using shrimp, representing a single cell in the body, we put shrimp underneath the pyramid and some more away from the pyramid. In 6 to 8 weeks, the non-pyramid shrimp, receiving all the radiation throughout the planet at this point in time, they all float to the surface, and the ones under here would be still fresh. These would last a year. But we found that shrimp would last over a year inside a pyramid, and they'd only live 6 to 8 weeks outside. So that gave us an idea. This, of course, caused us to develop the big pyramids that we use over the bed. And it also caused us to build systems like this, because we are now coming in not from a component, but from a systems point of view. How many of you at night have ever gone to sleep, and just as you start to go to sleep, you find yourself going through some mild jerking sensation? Right? You jump. And it feels kind of scary. Do you think that's a normal thing? Do you think that's natural? Okay, what's happening is this. The physical body is here. Okay? The physical body at night goes to sleep. And here's what sleep really is. Sleep is created when the brain cannot electrically communicate with the body any longer. Okay, there's like a short circuit. And what causes the brain to short circuit is the buildup of lactic and uric acid by muscle movements and muscular movements during the day. As you move a muscle, it creates waste material. These waste materials pollute the blood, and therefore robbing the blood of its ability to carry oxygen throughout the system. This causes the synapses in the nervous system to stop, and when this happens, it takes huge amounts of electricity to overcome all of these barriers. So the brain takes the consciousness takes the path of least resistance and says, I want to go somewhere. Remember, energy cannot be created or destroyed, and consciousness is definitely...
There is a little hum on that, but I think you can still hear it, and we apologize for that.
The astral or mental world, meaning that you're going to be dreaming. Consciousness is going to go off and dream and let the body regenerate itself. Now, while this takes place, the body, during dream state and rejuvenation, the body uses up 80% of its nutrients at night. Okay, your stress, vitamins, all of that are burned up at night, 80%. That's the statistics, okay?
Whether you dream or not.
Whether you dream or not. Consciousness may blank out, you may not dream, but it's still, in fact, operating in a higher world, okay?
What about digestion? I thought digestion was inhibited during that time. Or is that something?
Digestion takes place at a slower rate. But the energy, the digestion is not where all of the nutrients are used up. Stress is the primarily used where your nutrients are normally used up. Stress, of course, is brought on by being around other beings that aren't in harmony with God, and that contradiction requires, nutrition to overcome the barrier that's set up. So now, at night when you go to sleep, what happens is this. Okay, now, your physical, you go out, you rise, your etheric and your mental and astral bodies rise out 2 inches or more as a physical. Okay, you start to float above yourself a little bit. And what happens is, we're trying to charge off the Earth's magnetism, called anima mundi by the Tibetans. But this interference with this various radiation comes along and bombards this delicate vehicle, so it has to seek protection and it withdraws back into the physical at a violent rate, so you get the shaking sensation. That's why we built this big pyramid, because it alleviated that. Okay. Now, the next thing that happens is, during this time, when the person is inside the pyramid, just like the shrimp, the pyramid produces what we call the Faraday shielding effect, meaning that no radiation can penetrate that that's harmful to the body. And another example of that is taking one of our large pyramids out on a bright, sunny day and putting it, in the sun and climbing in it. And you won't get a sunburn, especially if you're a person that has. And I demonstrated that to Betty Lee and her husband in Hawaii. We took 4 people in the experiment, both were very white because they hadn't seen any sun. We put two in the pyramid, two outside the pyramid on a Hawaiian beach in the summertime when we were over there. About 4 hours later, we had a nice tan inside the pyramid, but the two people outside had severe overexposure, and they ended up having to go to bed for 2 days with sun exposure and severe burns. People inside the pyramid had a nice tan. That's all that ever happened. And that shows you how the ultraviolet, which is harmful to the skin, is blocked by the pyramid. Radiation of another vibration, because remember, ultraviolet is up towards the color spectrum. But here we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. Now, oftentimes, the actual psychological experience of sleeping inside of a pyramid over the passage of time is total alignment to the true magnetic characteristics within the body. And that means that you'll require less sleep after you're identified with that pyramid. After a 90-day period, the average person requires 25 to 35% less sleep. And you wake up in the morning refreshed and energized. Okay? I very much miss sleeping in a pyramid when I'm on the road. Okay?
Okay, you talk about like astral travel.
Yeah.
Where people would be able to move about outside of their body. What kind of protection could they afford that delicate body when they were actually moving around?
Okay. The astral body is not affected by this type of radiation, okay? But the etheric body is. So the etheric body is always staying there, and the astral body will be free to travel.
So the etheric one is the one that's just hovering above it.
Uh-huh. All right. The astral hovers too, but then the astral moves out when astral travels, okay? Which I'll talk about in a minute.
Do we have one
here? Large pyramid?
Huh? Do we have one here now?
You can order it and I'll send it to you, okay? Let me tell you a little story about these large pyramids. We sell them for $60, $70, $80, $10 a foot. Okay? I don't carry any around with me. You know why? Because I don't make a dime on them when I sell them. But I sell them along with our product line because they're necessary. So I don't carry them with me. Yeah, order it and I'll send it to you in a special box. But we make no money on them. We really don't. It's very expensive to build the pyramids that we build for the bed, but they're necessary. We make enough money on the other things, and Paradigm is primarily a holistic movement within itself. It's a foundation, and it's here to educate. So we provide what is necessary. We make some money on some products, and we make no money on others. So the ones we don't make money on, I can't afford to fly them around the country. I'll just take orders on them. Because people learn about them, they'll buy them. And then when I send it through the mail, then I don't lose anything. It's cheaper. Carry these things on the plane, I get hit with excess baggage all the time. But I can send you one. No problem. It takes a few weeks to get here. So now, you require, you know, less sleep when you sleep inside of one. But you have another thing. During the time that the 90-day period that you're breaking in sleeping inside of a pyramid, you're going to find yourself getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, fully energized, and then at 5 o'clock in the morning, being very tired again. As though you had no sleep, you'll find yourself going through a transition because the body is going through a strong detoxification. It produces a tremendous detoxifying effect on the body, which is one of these things. Okay? And so the toxins will give you energy. A lot of people have all this nervous energy, but they can't handle it in anything. Well, if you take a Corillian Aura or do a iridology or a barium x-ray, you'll probably find their lower intestine is full of poison. And it's giving them the energy because it's a form of energy, but it's a negative energy to the body. Just keeps them moving and they can't balance it. The body can't balance it, so it's out of balance, so it's sporadic. They're not tracing everything. But they appear to be high energy. The first people are really low energy. They'd have to go through a purification and get their body energy balanced. Okay? So that's how we came about developing this unit here. Then we had a second thing that we developed, which I've got here.
So what happens once they're detoxified? Then how much sleep?
They require less. What I'm saying is during the detoxifying period, the sleep will vary. Like some people, you put them in a pyramid, they normally require, and this happened to me, I used to require like 6 hours sleep, okay?
Is that all?
Yeah. And then I'd get in the pyramid and I'd suddenly need 8 or 9 hours sleep. And the reason I needed more is because the pyramid would bring up the toxins. The body would then destroy the toxins, but it created, it took energy to do all that, so that I'd get tired while I was sleeping. I got through that period. These are some of the things that you get. And this is often indicated when you go on a fast. When you first go on a fast, your energy level goes up for maybe 2 or 3, 4 days. And then suddenly it starts going back down.
Yeah.
So then you require a lot more sleep while you're going through the latter part of your fast. Okay? So the pyramid is producing that same condition on the body to give you a comparison. Okay, now you begin to understand it. Well, this was developed, this pyramid thing here was developed at NASA years ago. I wasn't the originator of this. This is an old idea that was brought about.
years and years ago of research. I was the one that pretty much brought it forward in the human consciousness. But, you know, in the American public, because my job is to educate the American public. That's my primary job.
Concludes that one. So now what we'll do is we'll put the other one in. That was a little bit scratchy, but funny, the first part of it came out a lot better. Maybe I need to clean the heads on the machine here. I'm not sure. Probably do. But anyway, that's done. And I will go ahead and put this one on. And this will start out a little funny, but I'll actually rewind it to the starting point. Now, this one's a lot clearer. And don't forget, our show on Thursday nights is live, 6 or 5 p.m. Pacific. So now we're queuing this puppy up. I have some things I wanted to cover last night on the projector receptor. We didn't get a chance to cover them, but we're getting there. And this thing comes up. The little part of the front part of it got whacked off, so the introduction part.
I'm sorry about that. You take an athlete that's working out in a gym, and, you know, these guys lifting these 400, 500, 600 pounds, what happens is they are prone to getting hurt. You can really get yourself hurt. Or very easily, if you don't lift something right, and this can even happen at home, you can lift something wrong and throw your back out or hurt or strain a muscle, especially if you're using a muscle that you haven't been using that much and suddenly you get in some strange position to pick something up off a shelf that you normally don't reach. These kinds of things. So the mineral formulations that we have today reduce that by over 50%. And if you are hurt, the healing rate is almost two-thirds faster than normal. So this not only means this pertains to athletes, this also pertains to anyone in any kind of consciousness. And one of the big areas that we work in is trace minerals. Now, trace minerals are not coming to your body just from anywhere. You have to take them as a supplement. Since the dust bowls of the 1920s and 1930s, trace minerals don't exist in your diet. So unless you're actually taking trace minerals, you're all deficient in here in trace minerals. And these are the ones that do the massive, fast-acting healing that goes on in the body. We also look at another science. We're talking here biochemistry. Okay, this is a science that's exploding. I'm working with some of the largest vitamin manufacturers in the world as we speak, and we're developing some of the hottest products that are going out worldwide in biochemistry. But in order to make biochemistry work on our little chain, we have to go back into the realm of electricity. Electricity, if it's not flowing in your body, i.e. produced by electrolytes in your brain, your body functions are not going to be there. They're just going to be decreasing as each year goes by. As you get older and older, you're not going to be empowered by age, but you're going to be weakened by it if your electricity levels are not there. And what determines whether your electricity levels are there, because the cells have to, by electrolysis, make their own electricity, not only just through the brain, but each cell makes its own amount, a certain amount of electricity. It has to have an intelligence. Your body, your cells have to have an intelligence. I mean, you can have the greatest biochemical foods and biochemical vitamins and nutritional formulas there in your systems, but if you don't have the electricity, they aren't going to function. And if you don't go a stage before the electricity is not going to be present. And this is a science that we've opened up called the science of electrical precursing energies, EPCs. EPCs, or electrical precursing energies, are currents that come from your emotions, i.e. the astral plane, that are broken down on the reflecting and chemical ethers, i.e. the etheric plane, which then, as they're broken down on the etheric plane, become the very root consciousness of a part of your cell called the nuclear membrane. And so devices like the nuclear receptor came along to make your cells behave in the way that they should. We have a second thing that's going on now, and that is the people, there's a certain group on this planet that has an esoteric view of life, people that are trying to develop clairvoyance, clairaudience, trying to work with that consciousness. Most of these people, I find, don't know how to correctly connect into that consciousness because they don't understand the basic consciousness of the body and where it comes from. And that is the immune system of the body. If the immune system of the body doesn't function, then the rest of your consciousness won't function in the physical body. It might when you're out of your body, it might when you're dreaming and sleeping, but it won't function on a daily basis. So you become maybe one of these typical people that's a new age visionary with no power, because you have to be able to enact upon the visions that you see and get your power from somewhere. So we go back to the science, the electrical precursing energies, because this is a stumbling block for a lot of people. What you need to do, and I'll just paint you a picture of how electrical precursing energies work, is imagine an imaginary 24-hour clock, because I don't have a board to draw it on. In that 24 hours, you either put energies into your body, energies coming into your aura field, energies coming into your vision, and energies coming into your daily routine, energies coming into your ears, that are either good or bad for your body. For example, stress. Stress is a negative EPC. Forms of stress: toxic environment, poor atmosphere, like down here in this room right now, crowd noise, automobile exhaust, dirty water. Most water is very polluted. Nitrites in foods, all these kinds of things, things you put in your body, hearing bad sounds. On the other hand, positive EPCs would be negative ionization, a trip to the seashore, being up in the mountains with the wind blowing through the pine cones, hearing beautiful celestial type music that works to the algorithms of the hydrogen atom in the body. These kinds of things. Some of those that you know me know that I produce music, and I presented through some of my music tapes the beautiful sound of Pleiadian ships into synthesizers and all this kind of stuff that we do. But ask yourselves, in a 24-hour day, what do you get more of? Positive EPCs or negative EPCs? And I would bet that most of you in here, in a 24-hour day, unless you set up your environment in your home, your environment on your body to process these energies, get more negative EPCs than you do positive. This causes a despiraling of your DNA, a downwinding of your frequency, and an increase in your aging process. And it just stresses you out, and you'll never, ever achieve what your goals are. So you have to realize and be real about how we function in this environment and what to do about it. Now, as most of you know, I've been a contactee of Pleiadians and Andromedans for a number of years. Actually, I chose not to for a number of years even mention this to the general public, but writers like Brad Steiger and other people and some movie people and some music people wanted me to bring this out, so I eventually began to talk about it, but to me it wasn't really necessary to get the point across. The thing was to get the point across. How many of you remember Billy Meyer and his pictures that he took? We've had seemed like a lot of these contactees that took pictures were placed on high levels, but sooner or later we find most of them never really became functional on the physical plane. So that they have the glory of the pictures, but no real glory of the communications. In Billy's case, he wrote 17 volumes of some beautiful work, of scientific work, that was presented to him by Semyasi from the Pleiades, but unfortunately it never got out to the world. Only a few people ever laid eyes on it because it was mostly written in German. So these are the kinds of pitfalls that the contactees themselves have had. But one of the messages that we've gotten over the years from these different groups is that the people, meaning the people like you, because you're more exposed to it than the general public, really aren't performing. You're sitting around soaking up a lot of knowledge, but you're really not using it. And so I'm just telling you as a friend that we're coming into some interesting times, and I would really start paying attention to how I behaved, how my thought processes worked, and what I put into my body and who I dealt with on an energy field. It's really time to start paying attention. We're coming into an area where our solar system rotates around another system. And this system that we rotate around takes a cycle of every 25,827.5 years. This is our rotationary period that we're experiencing. And we're rotating around a group of stars known as the Pleiades. And during this 25,000-year cycle, we go through different windows of 2,000-year cycles. And these windows breathe in consciousness and allow a certain atomic structure of a child to live here. And this atomic structure can only support enough consciousness
during that window that form can support is the highest free, you know, the highest amount of stress and energy that window is allowing by energy of the sector that the body is moving through. So you can imagine like we're part of a Swiss watch and we're all geared. Now we're coming from the Piscean age where the atomic structure of the soul that inhabited the physical world had a certain limit of communication with those other souls. There was a lot of insecurities in this time. So these souls were said to be believers. The believers structured for their sanity because none of them could really accept the fact that they were infinite in their nature. They structured religions. So we have this huge structure that we're having to work through now called religion. And of course, when you have the church, you have the state. And when you have the state, of course, you have government. Then we came into another window of opportunity, the present one, known as the Aquarian Age. As we come into this window of opportunity known as the Aquarian Age, the vibratory frequency of another soul comes here. That soul has a higher frequency and doesn't need to rely on a religion or a Bible or a Global 2000 or an environmental impact report to see what's going on in the environment. And this soul frequency is known as a knower, one who knows what the outcome of a situation is. Even before he or she enters into the situation or the arena, they know what the outcome is going to be. And so there are a lot of knowers here that know. But the unfortunate part is these are not chained here. These individuals are not chained together. They're still at random. This whole consciousness, a lot of them are very young children that can barely even speak at this point in time. And it's our duty to make and set the arena for them to be able to give upon us their great benefits and wisdom and power. Unfortunately, the environment is crumbling faster than you can possibly pick it up. So you have to have some outside help. What makes it even more frustrating is that as we move around through this scale, these different windows, through the Aquarian Age into the next age, it'll come beyond that, the vibratory frequency becomes so powerful that the astral plane now compresses down the physical plane. In other words, you can't go to sleep and dream about something that doesn't, when you wake up, become your reality. Those days are here now. You can't run away from karma. It's here presently. It's all here now. And as we reach this consciousness, we end up going into what's known, as some people call, the excitation of light, the excitation of photons. You know, for example, when you go to sleep at night and you dream, you don't have to have a sun shining in your head to illuminate the figures and the characters in your dreams, because it's all self-illuminating. Because photons, astral plane, emotional plane, are self-illuminating energy that you control. So you can say now that we are going into, some people call it, the photon belt. Now, unfortunately, when you start taking this consciousness and putting it on this planet, there's a lot of people here that can't handle it. They're very toxic, much more toxic than you guys are. I mean, incredibly toxic. These people are heavy alcoholics, heavy meat eaters, heavy drug users. Couldn't get enough nitrites in their body in one day. So what happens? What happens when they're confronted with any kind of situation? They react to it, and they become violent killers and rapists. And you have this huge sector of our society in total degradation, and the immoral stench from it is ridiculous, and it's just spreading like wildfire. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So you're going to have to hold your heads up really high to understand and work through this. And you have no government support on this because it's within the government. It's just as much inside the government. I mean, look at our president. I mean, look at how many things he's being accused of. But what do people, what do the voters say? Well, we don't worry about moral character anymore. We don't have any of that. We just worry about issues. Wasn't that what everybody said about Clinton versus Dole? Because poor Dole, you know, he was just a little bit old to handle the job. And people don't want to upset the bandwagon, because what would have been your third choice? I mean, Ross Perot? Ross Perot has some great ideas, but we don't have any choices in our political structure. And we don't even, I bet you most of you don't even feel motivated to find some choices for our political structure, because the political structure is going to hell anyway. It's already gone to hell. It just hasn't realized itself yet. So these are the kinds of things that we need to understand. The only thing that I find that I can do about it is have a lecture, you know, talk about it like we are, and then start presenting solutions. What we do is we present solutions in how to work with your DNA. You know, when Sunyasi explained to me, you know, Pleiadians, for example. Pleiadians live about 1,000 to 1,500 years, okay? What do we have here on this earth right now with our DNA, the way it's timed? Well, what we have here now on this earth is we have 10-year experiences, and then we're pretty much shot. You know, if we can even consider the last 90 to 100 years an experience. Maybe it is an experience of getting ready to go and become a child again and start the whole damn process all over again. That's ridiculous. What happened? The last revolution around the Pleiades. The last revolution around the Pleiades, 12,000 years ago, when we were entering the era of darkness, we let these little extraterrestrials from Theta Reticuli 3 here work with our Atlantean people, and we created these what I call scalar wave warfare wars. That's just about what they were. We had huge cities that were using a free type energy, which we have discovered, but we suppress, level each other, leaving huge vortexes like the Bermuda Triangle, which then, under certain astrological conditions, present very evil situations to people that are anywhere near them. That's what was left. Before that happened 12,000 years ago, we had biblical characters like Methuselah that left this planet after living 600 to 750 years. And then all of a sudden we shortened our DNA in about a 100-year period down to about 20 or 30 or 40 years. We just totally went into regression. And now we've gotten it back up to 100 years. So Miyasi told me, I said, Miyasi, because I need to give a great, in my workshop, I need a board, but I give a great explanation of what DNA is, how it forms from electricity right out of the air into cells in your body. I can explain all that, but I can't do it now because I don't have time. Basically what I want to say is, DNA, you have 46 chromosomes, and you have 46 base pairs per turn on your DNA. And what your DNA does, with 46 base pairs per turn, is it gives your body, your cells, a complete genetic code of instructions. That code of instructions on a newborn child gives it perfect skin, perfect organs. And a baby, before it takes its birth, before it comes out of the mother's womb, at the exact moment before the child is born, the child is insulated from the world out here and the mother by the placenta. And the placenta processes and purifies all these negative energies that the mother is going through to the point of its highest peak output. And when it reaches its highest peak output of maturation, the child exactly is producing 48 base pairs per turn in its DNA, and then it's born. The moment the child takes its first breath here on Earth, and the umbilical cord is severed, the base pairs per turn in that child have reduced themselves in less than 1 second to 32. That means the child has lost 25% of its life from the moment before it was born till it was born. At 18 years old, the child is down to 18 base pairs per turn. At 18, on your 18th birthday, you're 50% aged from a child to where you're going. And when you reach 50, you're down to 6 to 8 to 10 base pairs per turn. Most people are under 6, the ones that don't function at 50. I started talking. How many of you have heard me speak before? Many times have you heard me speak, few of you. Now, how many of you have me heard 15 years ago I talked about DHEA, one of the things you put in your body, dehydroepiestrone, one of the fastest depleting hormones in the body. That's why when you get to be 20, 22, 23 years old, 20 to 30 years old, you start getting heavy by eating the same foods that you ate when you're younger. When you're younger, you could break down these compound carbohydrates and fats into simple sugars. But when dehydroepiestrone starts to deplete itself, DHEA depletes itself in your body, your whole body changes. You start getting fat and lazy and non-functional. If you see now, if you look at my vitamin formulas, 15 years ago I was using DHEA. And now look, everybody's starting to get into it. It's all over the place. They're so far behind, but they're starting to catch up. These are just some of the things that I've presented over the years. DHEA, when we start getting into the things that we're into now, working with the electronic precursing energy level, we start to respiral. This is the science of respiraling the DNA. And when we start respiraling the DNA, we start reversing the aging process. Now, I don't know how far we're going to go with this, and people that are practicing some of these newer techniques to respiral the DNA, But I do know one thing, that when I leave this planet, I will leave a genetic blueprint in my children that will be towards, when they go to their doctor, they're going to say, oh, you're staying youthful and you're staying healthy. I've got three daughters that were born at home in the pyramid, for example. One of them is almost 17. And none of my children, other than having a runny nose, have ever been sick. And very few times did they ever come down with the flu, because the DNA was from a powerful source. And that's a lot better than people going to go into the doctor. And, you know, you go into the doctor and the doctor says, well, we've diagnosed you with cancer, but that's okay. Your mother had it and grandmother had it. It kind of runs in the family. Well, the hell with that running in the family. Let's turn the energy around and make something proper run in the family, because you're going to be coming back here and you're going to be incarnating again very quickly. Because this whole time cycle, with the speeding up of the equinox and all the things that are going on, this whole time cycle gets very rapid. It gets so rapid that pretty soon the birth and death process happens in milliseconds instead of hundreds of years, and you start coming into the immortal vibrations. The group that I work with from Andromeda, they have a cycle of 5,000 years. They look human like the Pleiadians. They live to be 5,000 years old. Tomorrow, if you guys come to my workshop, I'll show you a picture that I took recently, because I'm taking pictures of their ships now. They're actually coming in close. They're very, very avid about making themselves known. You're going to see a lot of things come from extraterrestrials in the next couple of years, if you're on the right program. Now, what I'd like to do is demonstrate. Some of you have seen this, some of you haven't. I'll demonstrate a couple of these things. First of all, I'll demonstrate the chi energy with this. Because the chi energy goes into your body. We use it in martial arts. We use it in meditation. We use it through 14 different meridians in the body. And this, when you have the chi energy coming from an outside source into your body, it enhances all body functions. So I can only demonstrate this to a few in the front. But I want you, everybody, to take a few deep breaths and rub your hands together. Breathe from your stomach and put that breath into your hands. Rub your hands together. Move your hands apart. Feel the energy. Feel it? Do that again now. Really feel it. Breathe with it. Now, those of you in the front, when I come around, turn your hands up. Watch what happens when I put the pyramid over, how it amplifies it. Can't do the whole room. You guys can do this down. We have a little table set up outside, and we'll be here till tomorrow. You guys can try this yourselves. Feel it? Okay. You guys want to try it? She really want to try it, huh? Pretty interesting. Now, this energy also has polarity, okay? This energy has polarity. I'm going to have somebody up here for muscle testing now, just for a quick test. Who wants to come up? Okay, come on up. Show you a few things here. What's your name?
Deanie.
Deanie. Okay, now I want you to turn around and face the audience. Now, put your arm straight out. Yeah, now make a fist. Okay. Now, when I push your arm, resist. That's what fears strength. Okay, you feel your strength over, right? Okay, now put this on this way on your head. Feel your strength. Okay, now turn it upside down. Feel your strength. Gone. Okay, let me reverse it back. There. Feel the difference when I turn it upside down? Okay, just sit down for a second now. How many of you guys have ever heard of scalar waves in here? Okay, what you just saw was a demonstration of a scalar wave. I can show you pictures of them in my slides, because I took pictures of them with the infrared film. Now I'll give you another demonstration of the energies and explain a couple other things. Let me get this microphone out of the way here. Somebody else up here for muscle testing now. Who wants to be tested? Yeah, you come up. He's coming. Oh, somebody's already here. We got people that are fast around here. Right out of it. What's your name?
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, put your arm back out now. Straight. Make a fist. Resist. Okay, and resist. Okay, I'm feeling your strength now. Now what I'm going to do with Dennis, seeing as he's got a little cold, poison him. This is highly toxic glue. It's got, can you smell that? Anybody want to smell this? You smell it all the way across the room. Try not to get it on you, because it'll eat your skin up. But I'm just going to hold this up. Hold that in your other hand now, just on the other hand. And don't squeeze it, because it'll go all over the place. Now put your arm out. Now put that up and breathe it now. resist. Is that it? Nothing. Okay, so he's typical. He's getting poisoned by the atmosphere now rather quickly. This does to you in about 1 minute what it takes a year of normal breathing to do in the atmosphere. Okay. That's a canary in there. Yeah, diamond. Go put your arm out. Now put your arm back up. Now put this back up. Now breathe it. Get it up to your nose. Now breathe it. Now resist. 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 That's very good. A lot stronger, right?
Right.
You can feel that. That's a combination of scalar waves and positive EPCs overcoming negative EPCs. Thank you. So you get an idea how that works. Because what I was doing this right there was a couple of things directly on him. That's the immune system. Because when I start playing around putting poisons in your body, what's gonna fend them off, right? The immune system, right? Now let's find out how smart you are on your immune system. If you start to come down with a cold or a sore throat, what's the first nutritional product you'd find at your health food store? You would think that you would put in your body. C and A. Any other comments? Huh?
Vitamin E.
Calcium, selenium. Okay. None of those answers are correct. You know why? Okay. If your immune system is breaking down, you're losing control of it. Okay. Your immune system is you. If I take away your immune system, you're no longer in your body. You're dead. Okay. When your immune system is up, you feel like jumping and running and feeling good and exhilarating. When your immune system is down, you might want to lay in bed. You don't want to go to work. You want to sit down and read. And when it's really down, you just want to survive. All of that's your immune system. It's a consciousness. Your immune system is a consciousness. And you got to treat it like one. Because if I'm an alien invader, I don't care whether I'm an extraterrestrial gray or a really bad germ, what I'm doing is I'm looking at you because you've allowed your consciousness to get weak. And it's no difference when you get weak and you let an alien virus or a fungus or a bacteria go into your system and destroy it. It's no difference than going into a really bad bar and taking a bunch of LSD and drinking a lot of alcohol and letting the evil spirits of that bar or that nightclub take over you. It's the same damn thing. It's basically the same thing. Except one, you got a spiritual attack and now you got a physical attack. But they end up being the same. We always call sickness an involuntary cleanse. But what happens is, you've got to get your consciousness back. Okay? Now I'll repeat myself. The body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of metabolic functions. Now what do you put in your body when you start to get sick? And why don't you put vitamin C in? Anybody got an idea now? You put a mineral in. You put a particular mineral in. There's a lot of literature written on it right now. It's becoming an avant-garde thing to put in your body. What do you put in there? Chromium. No, colloidal silver is an antibiotic. You put that in all the time to maintain yourself. You put in chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Chromium is a mid-range mineral. And I don't have a board here that I can explain to you on a DNA level what it does. But right away, it produces white blood cells. If you put vitamin C or some other vitamin in your body, the alien invader is going to digest it and it's going to make you sicker. You know? If you're one of these people that takes vitamin C, when you start to get sick and you never take it normally, I guarantee it's not doing you anything but making you sicker. You're just on a head trip and eventually you get well anyway and you think the vitamin C helped. No, you shouldn't have taken anything. You should have just left yourself alone and let the disease go its normal course. Yeah.
What about enzymes?
Well, enzymes are units of biochemistry with a balanced pH that act as transports that are normally not used during a reaction. In other words, enzymes bring the minerals into your body or bring the vitamins. Some enzymes are considered vitamins, okay? First thing you want to put in your body is chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Now, if you're taking a good form of trace minerals, you won't get sick in the first place. You'll never get sick if you take them on a regular basis. You're going to find disease going by the wayside. Trust me. Take some of my minerals out there. I'm serious. How many of you in here now are taking our minerals? Anybody in here? How long have you been taking them?
Are
you a regular person taking them? You buy them on a regular basis from us?
Yeah, well, I ran out of them 4 months ago.
Well, how was your health since you've been taking them? Has it changed?
Well, I stopped taking them. I got sick.
You did, but what happened when you were taking them?
Why?
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Well, I have several different brands, but they're out there on our table. Pyridine is the main brand. Another company is called Global Nutrition. We have two different brands, but they're the same minerals, just labeled different. I formulate for about 50 companies. Okay, so once you get the chromium in your body, you take chromium for at least when you start to come down. Like I know when something gets me, because I run myself down. I don't say I don't, but I know exactly where to stop running myself down and say, okay, consciousness break, time to raise your, get yourself back. And you start taking minerals, and I start taking large amounts of chromium, usually 50 milligram capsules. I'll take them for 5-6.
Well, we're getting close to the end. I'll see if there's another side to this thing. Otherwise, I've got something I put on for a few more minutes. But we're almost out of time here. Time goes pretty fast, so hopefully there's a continuation on these. Some of these taping companies had a volume 2, and some of them did it on the other side, the back side, so I'm not sure what's on the back side of this one. If there's nothing, I'll put something else in.
We make.
Oh, there it goes.
We use 40,000 international units of vitamin A per day. And I use a palmitate, and I use a beta-carotene source. These are natural vegetable sources. They're water-soluble, not an oil source. Unfortunately, oils are pretty heavy these days, and they're oftentimes contaminated and oftentimes radioactive, because the sea is becoming very radioactive these days. So then you take your vitamin A, and then probably in the middle of the night, because usually if you're sick or something, you're pretty much not sleeping that well. About in the middle of the night, about 12 hours later, then start putting the vitamin C in. Keep the chromium, the vitamin A going in. And I'll bet you, by the next morning, you have actually felt a reversal of a major flu or virus or bug going the other way. And you know what, you can tell, I'm sure most of you can tell, you know when you're laying there. Even if you don't take care of yourself, you're laying there and all of a sudden you know you're getting better. Because your consciousness is coming back. You know? Yeah. Flu shots are horrible. That's a total defeatist way to go. Our formulas and the things that we teach in nutrition using the receptor and all the different products, we teach people how not to get AIDS, even though they might have the virus in them. You know, you got to realize, I don't know if you ever heard some of my lectures on AIDS and all the different herpes and all these things and how the government introduced it, for example, in 1978. You know, you call it the Langley disease, if you want. You know, homosexuals in San Francisco, about 2,000 of them to be exact, and killed them all. See, what you don't realize about AIDS is that it wasn't just developed to kill. It's part of the depopulation policy that was called the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, which came to light in 1981 through the ERR, Executive Intelligence Review magazine out of Washington, D.C., in the March issue, which is a very well-published publication. But AIDS is about to be launched the way it was made to behave in the first place, and that's through the mosquito. Okay? It's just starting to get airborne now. That's what it's designed to do. And then look at 1976, what happened in Zaire. It was 1976 in Zaire, South Africa. There's a nunnery down there, and a church, like a hospital that was from some nuns from Belgium. And down there, they take care of about 18 or 19 tribes. And they have like a little tent, almost like a tent, like a little shanty with cots in it. And so they have the normal malaria and jungle fever and insect bite diseases that they treat down there. And all of a sudden, in July, about July 5th or 4th, somewhere in there, some people came in. Two people came in. Nobody knew who they were. They showed up in a hospital at night. The next morning they were there. They stayed there for 3 days. They had bleeding, diarrhea, bloody stools. They had tear ducts, and then they left. They just disappeared. They came and they left. There's a book out talks about it. I forget the name of it. I have it in my slide projector book, but I can show it to you tomorrow. The book, you can go buy it in the bookstore. And the guy, when he wrote about how he was introduced, he didn't even know what he was doing. It's written by a medical doctor that was there. But these people disappeared in 2 days. They came in, or 3 days. They came in July. They were there 3 days. They had these weird symptoms. They treated them, but they didn't respond to anything. You know, they treated people with quinine when they have malaria, for example. They didn't respond to anything. They just disappeared. Nobody knew who they were, how they got there. Isn't that strange? And isn't it strange, by October of that same year, 1,000 people were dead of a disease that had no cure, including 4 of the nuns and 1 of the ministers. There were 2 ministers there in that mission, were all dead. Isn't that strange? And isn't it strange that last March of this year, it arrived in Texas, and it's here now. And it's moving this way. And it's here, They're keeping it quiet. People are dying from it. The only way they can reverse it right now is some people have a natural antibiotic to it, and they use serum from those people, and that's how they were able to save the World Health people that got infected with it, when they were fighting it.
What is this one called?
Ebola. It's a very bad virus. No, the CIA injected this. Part of the, hey, Kissinger, you have no idea. I mean, what's happening in France right now? Flight 800, it got shot down. They had witnesses tonight that saw a missile go up there, and now it's coming out. And look, how many of you heard me 10, 15 years ago talking about how the CIA brought drugs in here? And finally, the blacks down in L.A. got to it and started, thank God they were there doing that. They stirred it up, and now the CIA is investigating itself. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you guys, I don't know what to say, you know. All I can do is present these technologies to you. And it's getting to a point now where it's not funny anymore. It's really not. It's really not funny anymore. Do you know how many constitutional freedoms you've lost in the last year? You don't even want to know about that stuff. I mean, I'm writing a book. I'm finishing up a book right now. It has a lot of this stuff in it. It's one of my newer books, a compilation of things that I, prophecies and things, and agents I've worked with and governments I've worked with worldwide. Yeah, you have a question?
I just wondered where you were leading to.
Nowhere. There's no place to go. Where can you go? It's everywhere. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm here. I'm right here in Seattle right now, and that's where I'm staying for a few days, you know? So this is what we do, you know? I mean, there's so much I could teach you guys about and turn you on to. And, you know, the funny thing about the people down in L.A., when I do my lectures down there, they're getting crazier than ever, and they've heard it all. They've seen it all, right? They haven't seen nothing yet, you know. L.A. is really in for a rock and roll. And so what we do is we have these receptors. Like, for example, how does this thing work? Well, you're made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon, okay? Carbon is a pyramid shape, like I've got on here. In your red blood cells, you've got one up, one down, one up, one down. You've got four of them, and they're called hemes. They're made out of iron. And when I put the glue to some, when I have the people smell the glue, it warps it. When it warps it, it throws off the alpha and the beta chains, and so no longer can the blood go through the body and leave oxygen and come out and pick up more oxygen and bring it in and go in the body and the cells and get carbon dioxide and bring it out. So you start suffocating internally when you start breathing the glue. Now, the only difference between the glue and going out in the street is this is a quicker death. So you die in about 10 minutes. It's about how long it takes with this stuff. And it takes, I don't know how many years outside in the street, because we're building up some immunities to it, but it happens pretty quick if you're not careful. Some people go right away with lung cancer. And so we deal with that by sending this energy that you felt when you rubbed your hands together into all the cells. Now, if you're walking around doing this, breathing and putting it to your lungs all day long, that would be a step in the right direction. But we use these technologies to vindicate some of the positive health forces in our consciousness and immune system that we're really being suppressed right now. You know, you don't realize, you guys are all thinking, I'm surviving and I've got to do this and that. It could be totally magical right now if things were different. You know, if we hadn't introduced fossil fuel technology, like the Atlanteans, they were able to do space travel. They didn't use any dinosaur fuel. They didn't take the shock absorber out of the ground. That keeps the molten core, you know, fluidly away from the surface of the planet. You know, they didn't have these kind of problems because they were smart enough. Even though their spiritual stuff was really whacked, because they were either straight up or straight down, at least they respected the earth enough not to rape it of its minerals. You know, Pleiadians, what they do, if they need something, they pull an asteroid in. They mine the asteroid. They don't mine their home world. In this technology, we're dealing with a hydrogen atom also. We're dealing with the shape of the carbon atom, or we're dealing with a hydrogen atom. Because oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, and carbon make everything in your body. And everything in your body is reproducing at the rate of 50 million cells per second. And that establishes a rhythm. That rhythm of reproduction, if it's forced, being forced, or if it's natural, echoes like music through the body. That's why I got into music, for example. When it's in the body, in the heart, for example, it's called the Bohr effect. It's like a syncopating thing. It's in your DNA, and it causes your heart to switch at certain frequencies. Okay? When it's in your lungs and your circulation, it's triggered to the heart, It becomes another thing down into the cells. The cells are giving up carbon dioxide, accepting oxygen. It becomes another emotion. It's all rhythm in the body. And it's broken down into very simple frequencies. Beta, alpha, delta, and theta. Those are the frequencies that make these energies work through the body. The hydrogen atom takes seven levels of consciousness, seven energy fields from all the different planes, from the physical plane, from the astral plane, from the mental plane, from the intuitive plane, from the mundanic, the heart chakra plane, from the logoic plane, the plane of oneness, from these different planes, infuses them through music and light and color through the hydrogen atom. And the hydrogen atom literally dances. If you dance it too hard, and you explode it or implode it on itself, it becomes a nuclear bomb. If you dance it in a perfect manner, it can produce infinite energy. And what our bodies do is use this rhythm of the hydrogen atom and keep it going through genetics as long as we possibly can. And when our genes start to fail us, our genetics start to fail us, our DNA isn't complete anymore, the hydrogen atom doesn't dance anymore. When it doesn't dance anymore, our aura starts to collapse. We can't hear anymore. We can't see anymore. That's called aging. These type of devices work on the frequencies of the hydrogen atom and keep the hydrogen atom going on. And when you get into this technology, we test you. Everybody in here will have a different weakness. We have seven levels of consciousness. We have seven organs in the body called endocrine glands. Each endocrine gland, one of seven, is for one of those levels of consciousness that I maintained, I mentioned. And each one of those, for the logoic, is the color red. It's the energy of the will. It's the first chakra in the morning that when you open your eyes up, the desire to open up, leave the astral plane, which is violet, and get out of bed, move your muscles into motion. It's the will. It's vitamin A. All vitamins are categorized in those seven frequencies. So when we muscle test you for one of the colors on the receptor, for example, what we're doing is looking into your hydrogen atom through kinesiology and saying, hey, you're low on green, your thyroid's not working. Or you're low on brown, your digestion's not working. Or you're low on red, your pineal pituitary glands are weak. And your drive is low, your energy's low. And we can tell right away, and that's what we do. We put them on people, and then their lives change. Their metabolism rate goes up. This is just part of the technology that's here now. There's many different things. I could talk all night on this stuff, you know. And speaking of talking all night, what kinds of questions? Anybody have any questions in here? Yeah, because I think I'm gone over my time.
A lot of people,
that's true. Exactly. You know, the Egyptians were the perfect example of that. Why do you think the Egyptians embalmed their leaders? Not, you know, the priests got in on the end. You know, they're like, the priests in those days are like lawyers today, okay? Okay, they were. So they got in on the end. The Mycenae compound over there and the three big things on the Ginza plains, for example, was the priest. But the kings, the great kings and the great scribes, you know, I believe everybody's equal. But I also believe in a time that those dynasties reigned, there were people that were highly more developed souls than I was, as I've met in today in extraterrestrial bodies and sometimes physical bodies, and I listened to them. And I'd say, yeah, next to me, do you want to be king? Let's play a game. You be king. You know, I respect what you do. And maybe someday, I don't want to play king right now. I just want to play the subject, you know. And so these kings would take their bodies and they'd take the blood out when they died. They'd have their blood removed. They put tannic acid in them, in their bodies. And then they put the tannic acid embalmed body in the Great Pyramid or one of the pyramids for a period of a few days. And what that did is the pyramid, having the life force, allowed the tannic acid to go into the cellular structure of the corpse and remove all forms of decay and fungus and low frequency. Same thing if you put milk, pyramid over milk, what happens? No virus affects it, no bacteria gets it, just turns into cheese, you know, and eventually the water just evaporates and you got a blob of cheese and no decay, no odor. Same with fruit, it'll dehydrate it, you know, but no damage. So what the kings were trying to say by doing that to their bodies, you know, you do Krillian photography on some of these mummies, you still see the life force. What they were trying to say is value the physical plane. They weren't going to come back. You know, some idiots think, oh, they're going to come back and use their bodies. You know, no, it wasn't what they were. If you read the Egyptian Book of the Dead, you realize they weren't that dumb, you know. They knew that they were going to come back over and over again, and they wanted people to respect the physical plane. That's what all those dynasties were all about in the Egyptian times, because they were taught by the Atlanteans. And the Atlanteans were taught by the Lemurians. And this goes on and on and on and on. I mean, you can go back many, many generations of how that works. Any other questions? You guys are quiet. Oh, you got a question? Yeah.
Gulf War syndrome?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. What about it? Nerve gas? Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Well, what it is, look at it this way. Look at Vietnam, okay? Agent Orange, right? Vietnam, and this was brought out in the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, Vietnam in the 60s was about, you know, first of all, when General Westmoreland went into the war, we started winning it real fast. The first year we were in there, we were winning the damn war. It was...